In Japan, a fourth quarter economic contraction of 3.3% rattled the markets. For the year, the world's second largest economy shrank by 12.7%, which is a much steeper decline than is being seen in either the United States or Europe. Reinforcing the point, Japan's economic minister said his country faces its worst economic crisis since the end of World War II. The Tokyo market finished 0.4% down on the day, while Hong Kong finished 0.7 off. In Europe, financial stocks again dragged the markets down. In London, all eyes were on the Lloyds Banking Group. Much larger than expected losses at Halifax Bank of Scotland, or HBOS, which Lloyds recently acquired, sent jitters through the market. London market analyst Richard Hunter says depending on how things go, some sense that Lloyds may need additional taxpayer backing further down the recessionary road.
A lot of the sting was taken out on Friday, obviously, with that 32% drop. There are indeed concerns around nationalisation. There are further concerns as well. We are, of course, getting into a stage of the recession where credit write-downs will become less of an issue, but normal write-downs, if you like, as people start defaulting on loans, will become more of an issue.
Adding to the gloom, a new report by the Confederation of British Industry shows that this year is going to be a rough one economically in Britain, with unemployment heading up. CBI Director General Richard Lambert.
Slowdown in the economy much faster than it anticipated means that tax revenues will be way down, like $50 billion over the next couple of years, and benefits will rise as unemployment increases. So it looks as though, you know, we're talking about government borrowing over the next couple of years being getting on for $100 billion more than the Chancellor hoped for last time round.
Also adding to the depressed mood Monday, some investors reacted with disappointment after finance chiefs from the group of seven industrialized countries failed to produce any concrete measures at their meeting this weekend in Rome. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.